Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Welcome back to the Roast Battle. Next up, wearing his new Tommy John underwear, we have Andrew versus his old underwear.
Let's be real. I'm going to win tonight because when I'm wearing Tommy John underwear, I can do everything better. Like burn you the way you used to burn my boys. You call yourself underwear? You don't even have breathable, lightweight fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. Tommy John has a hammock pouch, a horizontal quick draw fly, and dozens of comfort innovations. You have dozens of comfort limitations. Plus, there's no risk, because I'm covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee.
It's over, folks. Even if his old underwear could respond, it won't matter. Shop Tommy John's Cyber Monday sale now at TommyJohn.com/victory and get 33% off site-wide, plus free shipping at TommyJohn.com/victory.
See site for details.
All right, so I felt like Matt Eberflus today demonstrated again why people who respect him and his the way that he talks and approaches football. I think today was another good example of why he is I don't want to say the right head coach for something like this, but it's good to have somebody, an adult, in the room. I feel like he said some of the things that you expect him to say, but again, some of the things that would have come up during his job interview, he's equipped to handle this because he's a football lifer and he's been through more difficult periods before. But what to you stood out as far as what he said about enduring this adversity?
Oh, yeah, well, we'll play a little bit of it in a minute. But, I think that he's been leaning for the last 3-4 weeks as the losses have piled up. Remember, they've only won one game since September ended, right? Like, that's a long time ago to only have one victory, and it's that game in New England. But Eberflus has said that, look, there's character within that locker room that's going to be a flotation device, essentially. And it's going to help keep us steady and above water through the end of the season because guys in that room understand what it is to be a professional, understand what it is to be a united team member, and they'll lean on that. But I still have questions, right? Like this team is still 3-9, right? And I don't know what we've learned about Matt as a chief overseer of this team right now. And it was a question we asked early in the year that when the losses pile up, you know, your first job as a head coach is making sure that dysfunction doesn't creep in. The two famous military leaders that occur around this time, general malaise and major disinterest, right? Those are the two guys that the Bears have to keep out of the building around this time of year. We'll see if they can do it. I think this is a major challenge for a coach to keep the investment level, to keep the concentration level, to keep the commitment level, because we knew that the hits principle, right, David, was going to be this fuel for what they were going to try to do in July and August and back to the offseason in June. But now what does the hits principle get you? And so there was some questions today, Mark Potash from the Chicago Sun-Times pressed Eberflus on whether the hits principle has actually generated the results he's wanted to. There was a little back and forth there. Here's a sampling of what Matt Eberflus had to say.
I think foundation is huge. I think building foundation for your organization, okay, for your football team is huge, because you have to lay that foundation of what the standards are, how we operate, how we practice, how we go about our business, how we treat each other in the building, how we respect each other in the building, and that creates high morale, and that's what it is. And when the wins come, it's a different thing. You know, it's, you got to deal with, you know, all the praise and everything that's on top of that. And that's going to be a different issue when we get there. But that foundation is what you stand on. You stand on the effort, the intensity, you know, the things that we stand on, the principles and the standards for everybody. The standard that's for Justin Fields is the same guy for that's, you know, at the back end of the roster. It's the same how we operate. So that to me is important. And that's when you onboard new guys in the future, that's important that they understand that. But when you do that later in the future, they're going to have these guys to look at and say, hey, just do it like that. And because they understand how it's done, what the standard is. And I think that's very helpful for the future, too.
So I like what he had to say there, and I understand why Potsy asked it. And I think this, not just with Mark Potash, I think in general sometimes, and I've been guilty of this too, when a way of doing business or an approach by a coaching staff or a player, when they assign these clever, you know, acronyms to it so they can remember and teach it and coach it and reinforce it, like teachers do, like coaches do, I think sometimes it exposes, it becomes more easy to mock because it's there and it seems a little bit juvenile at times, a little bit sophomoric. I don't know what the case is. But so he's asked about the HITS principle, and he's asked about the HITS principle, and he's asked about the HITS principle again. What he's answering is not mock worthy. And I think that the way that he approaches it and the way he explained it to me, he's just talking about professionalism, commitment, integrity, and dedication. I don't care what words, what letters those words start with. I'm not going to put them together in an acronym. What you need to get through stuff like this is what exactly he described. And it doesn't mean because the Bears are struggling that some sort of acronym he attached to a coaching mantra isn't working. It just means that it's being tested. And this is, it's a good way to remember what's important when times are the toughest, and those are the same things that are going to be important when they do have success.
It doesn't mean that it is working either. And my worry with this is he used the phrase onboarding, right? And it's like, how many guys do you need to onboard in 2023? And so it's just going to feel like they're starting all over again in a lot of ways, right? If you go to training camp with, like, you know, 65 of your 90 guys being guys that weren't here, right? And that's an exaggeration. Obviously they'll have more than that, but it's just going to be a lot of redoing and reestablishing it. And I know he's saying that the players that are here and the core leaders are going to set that tone and be able to push things forward. But I think it's going to be like, those guys are going to have to be like, all right, we're introducing this again to a whole new set of players. I don't know. It's going to be fascinating to watch, because I think that, you know, I do think that there's going to be a whole lot of starting all over again in 2023. And yeah, I think that's
I don't know, Dan. I think we're not talking about reinventing the wheel here. So here's what I think. When he talks about onboarding everything, what the Bears are doing, and it's painful to watch because the record reflects a team that's really struggling and talent deficient right now. All they're doing is raising the standard.
Agreed. And that's what we've asked for, right? And I'm cool. I'm cool with the intent, and I'm cool with the mission. I'm just not sure that we're far along with it, right?
Like, well, I think it's worse than we maybe imagine, because they have to, before you can raise the standard, you have to establish one.
Sure.
And I think that by establishing where their floor is, it was maybe, you know, to go out Jerry Angelo, their floor was where the ceiling used to be. So now they're setting a standard and they're raising the expectation level internally. Eventually, what will happen is they'll be good again or competitive again, and then everything else will happen externally to reflect that. What happened Sunday at MetLife Stadium was, for the first time this season, I believe the Bears weren't competitive. They didn't meet that standard of play or intensity or hustle or takeaway or smart football. And that is why it's a valid question.
That's it.
But I do believe that the answer reinforced what I believe is that all that they have done is try to create a foundation and get players who buy into this idea of there's a way of doing business at Hallis Hall. We're going to be professionals here. We are adults here. Let's reflect that.
I'm on board with that. I'm on board with it, with the attempt. Again, you're 3-9 though, and you have five more games left, and you've got to keep interest level. And I you just pointed it out in the second half. I mean, you can go through that tape from Sunday's loss, and you just see moments where it's like, well, they weren't tackling like that in September. You know what I mean? Right. Like, right. Now there's different players on the field, and obviously they're of lesser talent. But there's just some missed plays within there where you're like, David Montgomery, a prime example of a guy who still, every time he touches the football, is running like it's the last carry of his life, right? And those are the guys you want setting the standard and being your tone setters every single day. Hopefully they can do that. Look, like the player's perspective is important on this. And so we had a chance on Monday afternoon to talk to some of the players. We'll start here with some sound from Cole Kmet, who, look, like Cole Kmet is now in his third season, right, David? He started with the Bears in the pandemic year of 2020. The Bears got off to a 5-1 start to that year. And since that time, they're 12-27, right? So Cole has been a part of long losing streaks in each of his three seasons here. And so he was asked on Monday afternoon, just what it's like now to be staring down the barrel of, a last place finish in the division, and you still got five games to go and guys are getting hurt and this and the other thing. How do you kind of navigate this? Here was Cole's answer.
It's tough. I mean, you just kind of stick to your routines and, figure things out along the way. So, obviously losing guys doesn't help, but, as individuals, you just got to do what you got to do throughout the week, stick to your routine and really at this point, you put good stuff on tape, that's just what it's about. So have some pride in yourself and put some good stuff on tape. And if you do that, if each individual does that, I think the outcomes will start to change.
And then right behind that, David, Cole was asked to compare this current losing streak to two of the other long losing streaks he's been on. Here was his comparison.
Anything about this one feel different, first year of a program with Eberflus?
Losing's tough, man. Losing's tough. I don't know if I could say it feels different. Like, losing sucks any way you put it, and losing streaks are tough. I appreciate how coach has really handled this here. He's been consistent every week, whether it's coming off a winning week or a losing week, coach has been the same. And that's something that you appreciate as a player. He's not deviating from how he approaches things or things like that. So he keeps it consistent and, he believes in his process. And I think guys believe in that process with the hits principle and things like that. So, I think last week, yesterday was really a one-off for us. I mean, we haven't really been blown. I think this game and Dallas were the kind of two maybe that were out of question. But, every other game we've been in. So, obviously, it's been tough there at the end for a lot of these games this year. But I don't think yesterday was indicative of how we've been throughout, the whole season.
That's a heck of a thing, asking Cole Kmet to compare losing streaks. It's like, which is your favorite hangnail?
Yeah,
but he answered it well. He's a pro. I think he's a keeper. I think he's one of those guys. Again, we can overinflate and fall in love with the talent that you see on a regular basis. But you mentioned two guys, David Montgomery and Cole Kmet. When you're trying to identify foundational players, I think those two guys fit the criteria of what you're looking for because they have skills on the field that you can utilize and find ways to accentuate. But I think in the locker room, especially, they represent what you're trying to preach on a daily basis.
I've got another one for you, under the radar guy, DeAndre Houston Carson, who also spoke with us on Monday. This guy was drafted on day three in 2016, and he's still here, right? And the reason he's still here is because he has that level of commitment, that understanding of how to compartmentalize success and failure, the ability to focus in on a daily basis on your responsibilities and try to block out the things that you can't control over. And so this is the type of guy that as obviously a core special teams leader and then a guy who can play potentially as a starter for you now going forward, depending on what happens with Eddie Jackson, that can set a tone, right, and be an example for guys. And so he's another guy. Look, he's been through losing streaks with John Fox and Matt Nagy and now Matt Eberflus. He goes back a ways as well and can speak to this a little bit. And so we asked DeAndre Houston Carson, similar to what we asked Cole Kmet, just what it takes to look now at the season doesn't end until January 8th now. We're still in November. You've got a long way to go to get to that finish line. How do you grind through it, and what is it that is the secret sauce to help a team through this stretch?
I'll speak for myself. I'd say probably two things: pride, Like, I don't care how many games we've lost, you know. I got to turn the tape on and I got to feel good, like I put a good product out there, you know. So pride, and then another thing is just loving the game. You know, you can't lose that aspect of it, especially when you're losing. Like, it is your job, right? It's our job, but you also got to have fun. Like, if you don't, then you're going to drive yourself crazy, in my opinion. This is not a job that you can not like and just wake up and keep doing it. You know, you're going to drive yourself crazy. And like you said, your body's hurt, your mind's all over the place. So I think you got to try to still love the game.
Every team in every sport has guys that they identify early on in any sort of rebuild that they are character guys. They may not be the most talented guys, but they're worth keeping and they're worth kind of for their example. I think DeAndre Houston Carson is one of those guys. And as you described, and you've been around him a lot, he just seems like when he talks about pride, he means it. They aren't just empty words and trying to say something that makes him sound like he's buying in. He plays that way because, Dan, we know from watching him over the year, I mean, he's a capable NFL defensive back. He's a better core special teamer, but he's willing to do about anything, and he's smart and committed, and you don't worry about him. These are the kind of guys you need in that locker room to create that, to build that platform. So when other players come in the onboarding process, to go all floozy on you, the onboarding process is a little bit more seamless.
Well, I literally sat here and got goosebumps listening to that audio clip for a second time. And the reason I did, we talked earlier in the season about those types of clips that you can attach the gentle xylophone music to and make them extra dramatic. That's one that you could do it with and get that feeling, right? That feeling of, Okay, let's go. But the reason I got the goosebumps is because you think about standing, next to a practice field with a guy like that after his first rookie camp practice or his first weekend of rookie camp practice and saying, like, how are you going to stick around, right? Like, what's your formula? And then you fast forward 7 years and you say, the guy found the formula, right? He found his niche. He dedicated himself to his niche. He kept signing contracts. You know, he earned the trust of multiple coaching staffs and multiple front offices to be at this point, and he understands at this stage how to navigate this kind of stuff. And so, influential stuff, right? Those are the types of guys that you want to lead by example, but also lead by words, right? Like we talked about Elijah Hicks earlier in the podcast. He's a day three safety making his way on special teams right now and looking for opportunities elsewhere. Well, guess what? Latch yourself to DeAndre Houston Carson's belt buckle and watch everything he does, right? And figure out a path to be in here in 2028. And so, we'll see where it goes. I just like this is that loss Sunday in New York. It felt like the type of loss that you have the last weekend in December, and you go, well, locker cleanout day is just around the corner. It's not. The locker cleanout day is not around the corner. And so there's just so much for this team to test itself with over the next 5 weeks. And I hope that they're following the lead. The one word that both Cole and DHC used in those clips was pride, right? Like a lot of this comes down to personal pride and how much you care about your craft and how much you care about the work that the guys beside you are putting in. It's an important word.
Well, it is an important word because it goes back to everything that Matt Eberflus was saying, and we can find different ways of describing or saying the same thing about raising the standard. Raising the standard requires surrounding yourself with players who are like-minded and have that kind of sense of pride in their job, regardless of the record, regardless of the scoreboard, because that was a blowout. And Cole Kmet was right. There are other games that they just haven't been that non-competitive. Cowboys was deceiving because it got away from them late, but Sunday in the second half was the first time I really felt like, okay, they've packed it in. I don't want to say they quit. They didn't quit, but they just were not talented enough to handle the challenge.
Overmatched. Yeah. Just totally overmatched. And you're just like, they don't have answers. And that's where the frustration comes in when you don't have answers, right? And effort's not enough to keep you competitive. That's when it's like, oh man, what is all this for? And that's where you have to find that extra reserve or that extra tank. And we'll see if they're able to get it done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.